Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy podcasts.
The result of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Our next guest has just arrived.
I know, she's just walked in. Jude Munro from the Pride Centre has just joined us. Did you bring another air conditioner with you, Jude?
If only. If only, but I have to say, in my backpack I have a wee small wet towel. I'm never a wet blanket, but
no, a wet towel. Wet towels.
Old country linen.
It's sort of a 1950s model to keeping cool, isn't it?
Exactly.
So you'd be pretty excited, Jude. The winner has been announced of the design competition for the Pride Centre. What can I say?
Now, Macca, before we continue, we need to introduce our other guest in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, Megan Smith.
Good morning. How are you, Tassin?
Welcome, Megan.
So Megan is another board member, a Victorian Pride Centre board member. Mm. So you're here this morning to celebrate the unveiling of the designs.
Mm. It's an absolutely fantastic design.
It is overwhelmingly beautiful.
I'm still lost for words,
so I can't say anything.
Well, we're looking forward to the 2021 live broadcast of Pride March from the top of the Pride Centre, aren't we, Tess?
We are.
Now, Macca, I've got news for you. Because of the style of the design, it may well be that it's put together as a Meccano set.
Ooh.
And may well be able to be constructed more quickly than would otherwise be.
Oh, so
the
it could
case.
Be the should be, could be the 2020 March.
Oh, that'd be nice,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'll be the 25th Pride March.
But you know, we could always just temporarily locate out the front of a construction site, couldn't we?
Yeah.
So I'm very excited, and I think really, given everything that people went through with marriage equality, great vote, great outcome. But some people were really very hurt through that whole process, and we need more things to celebrate. And I believe the Pride Centre and the beautiful designs are part of that. We've reached now a very exciting stage.
So, bricks and mortar, this is the most important thing, I think, to top off, and if we can open it in 2020, that's 25 years of Pride March. It's 45 years since the decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria. That makes me feel old.
But let's look ahead as well.
Yes.
We've still got so many achievements and challenges to be overcome for our whole community. I was stunned when Sally Conning told me that the Munro's restaurant used to be where Seahorse
met.
Is that right?
So from the mid-1970s, I was just with Sally Goldner up, who I ran into up in Fitzroy Street. Brenda Appleton remembers going there in the mid-1990s, and the Munro's restaurateurs were far ahead of the pack. They welcomed up between 20 and 30 for each of the meetings of Seahorse. So Seahorse is one of the longest-standing transgender organisations and advocacy groups in Australia. So what a remarkable part of the whole...
It's gorgeous, actually.
It's fantastic.
A lovely set of synergies that were almost unexpected.
Coming full circle.
Now, are you going to keep that lovely neon light of Marilyn Monroe?
The city of Port Phillip have that. And I imagine it will feature somehow in the new centre.
Fantastic. It'd be a shame to lose that.
Mm.
It's almost a Southside version of The Skipping Girl, isn't it?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Well, I suppose you could actually think about it. Yes, it definitely is. Which is really quite iconic of this region itself. It's perfect.
Yes, well, Marilyn Monroe did a lot of skipping one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, what else can you tell us about the design? What are some of the other features of the new design?
I hope that you get the opportunity to talk to the architects and to Dimity Reed, who was the design jury chair at some stage.
Cass actually messaged her this morning on Facebook.
I certainly did. No, I text her.
No.
Yeah, well, Dimity's got a long association with St Kilda, but with the field of architecture, and we had eminent designers and architects.
Here once upon a time.
That's exactly right. People like Shane Murray as dean of the architecture faculty, Jill Garner, state architect. So we had a really eminent field, and the things that struck them, as I understand from reading the jury report, is the Moorish architecture. So not like you've had dinner and you feel a bit more and it's Moorish, but Moorish architecture out of Morocco, the circular and elliptical designs, and so that element. The element of them being sets of tubes that connect people. Mm. And then the tubes being cut on angles gives you really interesting shapes. Mm. And the welcoming nature, the fact that there are three entries, including one which is a discreet entry for people who want to come in discreetly into the building. So it's got many wonderful attributes, and we believe that getting together the future major LGBTQI organisations, as well as our customer and community reference group, that the community reference group will have the opportunity to talk through code of conduct and how the centre will operate. But we believe getting the major resident organisations together in the next couple of months may be able to work out how we could use collaborative space better amongst them, more shared spaces, so that...
So you mean sharing the spaces with the residents?
Not with the major resident organisations being Victorian AIDS Council, Joy, Midsummer, Switchboard, Melbourne Queer Film Festival, who I have to say are the first ones to sign up for the Memorandum of Understanding, which is fantastic, with the Pride Centre saying what their intentions are. So we're really, it's at a very exciting stage.
Mm.
And, of course, I believe the designs are so exciting that it will be a really great kickstart to our fundraising efforts as well. But we are not letting pressure off levels of government.
Which brings me to the next question. We got a commitment from Matthew Guy in July last year. Would have liked a stronger one, but he said he doesn't have any objection to it. He assumes the government has put the money in the budget. Do you have a feel for the opposition's position on the Pride Centre? Is it supportive? I mean, he said they were. Has there been any discussion that you could tell us about?
Will probably be continuing discussions, I suspect, in the future. We haven't had a lot of luck with the federal government, but...
That's been disappointing.
Megan, I think it's fair to say that we're now turning attentions to the federal opposition.
Yeah, we are talking to the federal opposition, obviously, from a funding perspective, but certainly that's important to us.
Yeah. So I think, Megan, we're after... it's $10 million, isn't it?
Yeah, so we are looking for ultimately $10 million in order to complete the project itself.
You know, so that's for the capital bill. Do you need an operating budget?
The operating budget will come from... fair bit of the revenue will come from the commercial tenancies. And we're hoping we can get some LGBTQI organisations as commercial tenancies. Cafe, restaurant, you can imagine the sorts of tenancies. The rooftop garden lends itself to having events there.
Marriages, receptions, those kinds of things. Weddings, parties, anything really.
Would be a good... it's going to have a lot of... You know, Joy alone has 300 active volunteers. So, you know, that's going to create a lot of traffic. The Victorian AIDS Council and those other organisations, you know, during the year that are very, you know, that are quite specifically event-based. In terms of the, you know, getting some assistance from the federal government, it's disappointing that there hasn't been a response. And I know that certainly, you know, discussions are ongoing. We need to... Perhaps others of us need to apply some pressure in that area, because $10 million, you know, is nothing. The government collects $500 million a year in luxury car tax.
Well,
so $10 million is nothing.
Yeah, Jenny Macklin, when I spoke to her, who's federal member for Jagajaga, said don't go for anything less than $10 million from the Commonwealth.
Yeah,
and I think it's time for us as the Pride Centre, now that we've got these designs, to get together a coalition of groups to do some of that advocacy that you're talking about, Maka.
Yeah.
This is like throwing a rock in a pond. We need a bigger rock going in there to create more ripples and more waves.
Ripples.
So we're our next guest, of course, Jude, is the Minister for Equality.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us to ask him?
I'll leave that entirely.
Actually, remember last year I asked the Premier for some more money.
Yes.
We've got about 20 seconds left. What's your message for people marching today, Jude? Have a look at the site as they come past.
Yeah, have a look at the site as it come past. There's been new skins, as they're called, applied to the front windows, which is showing the design. So just delight in them. If you didn't see Front of the Age or haven't gone on to the Pride Centre website...
Have a look.
Have a look.
Jude Munro, thank you very much for your time this morning. Just before we do move on, just to reflect on that, our last guest, Jude Munro and Megan Smith and the Pride Centre, it is something that we really, truly must be proud of.
And I am, and I'm very pleased to hear that the nature of the construction will potentially allow the centre to be completed earlier than we thought. We're looking at the end of 2020. Wouldn't it be fabulous, Tass, in 2020 to be able to do a live broadcast of the Pride March, which would actually be the 24th. Hang on, it might be the 25th. I know.
It would be a lot of fun. I agree.
To do that from the brand new Pride Centre. I mean, how magnificent would that be?
It'd be a lot of fun.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.